facing extreme difficulty and despair. In chapter 1, verse 1, introduces us about his character. He was blameless and upright. Blameless does not mean he was sinless. Blameless means he was faithful to God. He was mature. He was consistent in godly living. If suffering is intended as a punishment for evil, Job is not a likely candidate. He turns away from evil because he fears God. One of the things we should realize is that even though we are faithful Christians, troubles will come. Sometimes the righteous will suffer because they are righteous. Job chapter 1, verse 8. Most of biblical scholars believe that Job lived in the desert lands of modern-day northern Arabia, the land of Uz in the Bible. In verse 2 and 3, God blessed him in his righteousness. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. In verse 6 to 19, we see Satan approaching to the throne of God. He asked to test Job, but God limits his powers. Trials are always limited by God. They will not kill you. We see in Job chapter 1 that nothing came into the life of Job which did not first go to the hands of his loving God. Nothing can happen without God's permission. And God will not allow difficulty unless he has a divine purpose for it. In this story, God allows Satan to make Job's life miserable, to test Job. The summary of chapter 1, the suffering of Job, the loss of his prosperity, verse 14, the loss of his servants, and the loss of his children, the loss of health. His wife did not help him, and his friends turned away on him. But throughout this, the entire trial of Job never did understand why he was suffering. How could loving God allow so much tragedy and agony, fatal diseases, and deadly accident? What should we do when we face the tests and trials of life? How do we respond to the tests of life? In verse 20 to 22, there are 3 important responses on how to face the tests and trials of life. Number one, our number one response is prayer. At this Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground and worshiped. His tearing the clothes and shaving the head were customary signs of extreme sorrow. Falling to the ground like this denotes submissiveness, acceptance, and prayer. Job is not defiant. He is not angry with God. Rather, he is totally submissive before God, before God's providence. Signs of humiliation and supplication unto God, that is prayer. When we suffer, often we ask why. But this might not be the best question. A better question is, who do we turn to? Suffering enhances our ability to pray. God intends prayer to be our means of obtaining His solutions to problems. And also, a prayer with faith can move mountain. Because usually mountains symbolize great obstacles and even great problems. The prayer can accomplish what people may deem impossible. Prayer enables people to push their limits. To Job, when all was gone, he fell down, he prayed, and worshiped God. Prayer should be our first response, not our last resort. Sometimes we tend to use prayer as a last resort. But God wants it to be our first line of defense. We pray when there is nothing else we can do. But God wants you to pray before we do anything at all. Prayer is an instinctive human response to several hardship. We pray not because we inform God in our pain and difficulties. We don't pray to inform God of anything. He knows our needs. He knows our situation. He knows what we are thinking long before we voice our prayers to Him. But if He knows all, why pray at all? The simple answer is, He is God and we are not. We pray to express our total dependence on Him in every circumstance of life. Job never received an explanation for his pain, but he found that seeing God was answer enough. How has God shown His presence and power in our pain? Problems force us to look to God and depend on Him instead of ourselves. Prayer is the way or is the best way to face any problems. No forces on earth is more effective than the power of prayer. Someone said, prayer is the powerful weapon against trials, the most effective medicine against sickness. In James chapter 5, verse 16, the prayer of a righteous person, a powerful and effective prayer is man's greatest power. Sometimes all it takes is just one prayer to change everything. Prayer is the turning away from ourselves to God in the confidence that He will provide to help the help we need. Great things happen when we pray. Let the prayer be your first response, not your last resort. The second response when the trials come is verse 21, phrase, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. So Job chose to praise God even when under great trials. Job acknowledged God's right to give and take away. Job did not have a sense of entitlement. He acknowledged that everything he had came to him from God's hand as a gift. He acknowledged that he did not deserve any of it. When Job's life fell apart and God was silent, Job still found reasons to praise God. The summary of chapter 10, I will praise the Lord because He is good and loving. And chapter 19, This is what Job said. He will save me. And chapter 23, he has planned for my life. And chapter 31, he notices every detail of my life. And chapter 34, he is in control. And chapter 42, he is all-powerful. Facing God in trials. For him, this is the highest level of his faith and devotion to God. To praise him, and in spite of pain, and to thank him in spite of trials, and to trust him when you don't understand, is the highest form of worship to God. For most of us, praise is not our response to difficulties. Our human response is to question God and even mad at him. Praising God in pain and suffering, it seems paradoxical. When you are in pain, it seems like you cannot praise God. You feel like curling up into a fetal position and crying. I remember, hello, Belinda. Okay, thank you. Okay, I remember 2001. I was in my sophomore year in Bible school when the Twin Tower of the World Trade Center fell by terrorist attack. It was morning. My American professor was bringing a newspaper and told us about the news. He almost could not finish talking because of very sad emotion. Being emotional, that's our human response. November 2013, Typhoon Haiyan, one of the most powerful storms on record to make landfall in the Philippines. Officials estimate up to 10,000 people have died in Tacloban, Philippines. When I heard the news, I could not hold back my tears. That's our new human response. To feel sad, to worry, to fear, and sometimes to question God's character or to blame God. More than a week or almost 2 weeks ago, Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Many have different reactions and emotions. Why did this happen? Many skeptics point to this suffering as an evidence that God does not exist. If there is an all-powerful and loving God, why he allows tragedy? Where is God when tragedy strikes? How do you praise God when you don't understand what's happening in your life? Job's experience bringing up a question. Would you still worshiping God if everything in your life was going wrong? It is easy to praise God when everything is going right. But Job chose to praise God in the midst of his pain. Regardless of how much suffering we endure, God is always to be praised. Praise does not mean that we are thank God for bad things and tragedies that come our way. It means that we are to remain positive and joyful no matter what is happening in our lives, because we have the Lord, and Him we shall overcome no matter what the devil is trying to do to us. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of olives shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The third response is, when trials come, the third response is perseverance. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. When Job lost his sons and daughters, his health, his servants, and health or wealth, it would have been easy for him to blame God and abandon his faith. But Job did not charge God with wrong. That's the picture of perseverance. Perseverance is the proper response to tests and trials of life. This is the kind of faith that we are to have. The kind of faith that loves God regardless of the trials and the tests that we face. Job insists that he is not guilty as charged. He is righteous. He prays in Job chapter 10, verse 6 to 7, "You seek out my iniquity and search for my sin. Although you know that I am not guilty." The whole chapter 3 of Job is about lament, a passionate expression of grief and sorrow. Job curses the day of his birth. Job wishes he had died at birth. Job questions why life is continue in his misery and fame. Job does not curse God, but he curses the day he was burned. But in spite of that, Job remained faithful to his faith. Job is an example of enduring in faith, of nothing giving up on God. The book of James, chapter 5, James testifies of Job's perseverance. Particular verse 11, "See how blessed we consider those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen the outcome from the Lord. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. We consider blessed those who have persevered." Perseverance brings blessings because perseverance gives hope. Perseverance develops character. James said perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Troubles and disappointments will come, but you must learn how to look to Jesus and face them. The best way to escape from a problem is to solve it. Don't give up. Despite the distressing storms of life, despite the agony we are suffering, do not lose hope. Above all, do not turn away from God. To make the long story short, in chapter 42, verse 12 to 16, the story of Job, the Lord blessed the later part of Job's life more than the former part, or more than his beginning. And after this, in verse 16 of chapter 2, 42, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children to the fourth generation. Lesson here. God tells us we can be strong and bold in our trials because he is always with us. Trials teach us to pray. And trials teach us to praise God. Trials teach us to persevere. Even at our lowest point, we can lift our eyes to the Lord. Facing your problem through the power of Jesus in your life. In my closing, let us watch this video.
Shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Thank you, June. It's a great message, very timely message for us. If you'd like to have someone share your burden this morning through prayer, that'll be offered this morning. You can come forward and there'll be someone to pray for you. I'll ask you to stand for the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.